Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
So I think before this, there is one thing I did add. We talked about the beep that we had to put out for Shen at one time. I also have the boxing ring dinging because after one time we talked about school budgets and we almost came to blows on the podcast. Shen almost came over the table at me.
I'm still not wrong.
And again, say with confidence, it's like a hard hat and a clipboard. You can get anywhere.
With a hard hat and a clipboard, I can't get anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just to make Shen happy. Good morning, good afternoon, good day.
Oh, it's good day. Sorry, it's not good evening.
Welcome to the Stan and Shen podcast.
We care about the people in the evening.
We have been on hiatus as we took a break. Shen was out. I was out. Stuff was happening. But we're back. Bigger and better than ever.
Back this week. We're out again next week.
We're out again next. Yeah, just in case we're losing the listening audience or keeping track of this. Yeah, we're on. Stan's on vacation next week. And I'm sure
Shannon is not on vacation next week.
That's right. But Stan's well deserved break.
Yeah. So if you see me crying in the office, it's not because Stan is gone. It's just because I'm not gone.
It's gonna be because I'm gone. Oh yeah.
Maybe because we're gone.
That could be.
That part is that.
Yes.
That's actually.
I've reminded everybody this week that I've talked to that the departure of our interns, there's nothing like it on the face of this earth. It is like, are you kidding me? Because for how many months has it been? I'll give it to the intern. So it's like a drinking game with Andrew. So that's why I've been very happy lately. But on the podcast, we have our very special guest. The hardest name to date, Kate Chorbajan. Was I close? No, Chorbajan.
The bo- God, I felt my breath for it. So good the second time I said it. Then
I know you really had it right before you started.
Absolutely. Exactly. For the flight track, I was perfectly on. The good news is we do have Jack Callahan.
It's not hard. Chorbajan.
Okay. Brie Air.
Say my first name correct this time.
Shen.
Yeah, okay.
Just that's why it's the standard Shen Show, because we didn't have enough room on the mugs to put in Shen. I almost did it again. And the whole thing is I
you can't even say it.
I was just going to say this. They're like talking about how to pronounce your name at graduation and how they screwed up your both last names for the two ladies here, because I'm not going to say Kate's name again.
Chorbajan.
Yeah. Was for you phonetically spelling out your name. I tell people all the time, I go, no, it's Shenandoah, like the valley.
Oh, you said it right.
I know.
Good job.
Because I was at campus.
I wish I had a sticker right now.
Do people think it's like Shenandoah, like the district?
That's what I thought.
Well, it's all tech. Let's not get into the name of it, but it's all the same. It's one and the same, but it's not. It's one and the same, but it's not the same. It all comes from the same origin.
Well, it's keywords that are not the same.
It all comes from the same origin. Like it's all, so the school district for which I cannot pronounce because I'm so used to pronouncing my name is Native American. And my name is Native American. And it all comes from the same thing. My name is sort of the more Americanized way of saying it, which is technically the last name of an entire group of Native Americans for which I am named after. It's all the same.
Or the John Denver song Country Road is where it comes into play and everybody gets it right then.
Anyways, our other intern who we have yet to name is Jack O'Callahan.
Jack O'Callahan.
Yeah, I'm two for two. You are 0-3.
So we want to invite these two on.
I don't know if this means that you need to have your MC credentials taken away, but you're teetering. You're teetering for November. You better start practicing the names of these floats ahead of time.
For the holiday.
Yeah. You got to make sure you say that.
I do need the headset. We do need... She's going to want headsets for this year's holiday parade.
No, I don't.
Okay. We just want to be able to see this year. That was my big ask. Can we see the floats? We're like on a broad... So for those of you who don't know, in case you've never met Shen, is that we were MCs on the holiday parade, the largest night.
Where a man ran up on the stage.
Where a man up on the stage, but Maureen Neufeld, great job.
Almost tackled him.
Did a great job getting rid of him. So they put us up on risers, and as the floats are coming by, they wanted to make sure we're lit. So we had lights, but it was like a Broadway stage. So the lights were in our face. So all the floats going by were totally black lit, like black. We could not tell what was going on.
You could see me going like this.
Yeah, we're like literally like, we're like looking into the sun.
Where are we?
Yes. And we're going through pages and things like that. So this is the big thing this year. So when you come back.
And it was very windy that day.
Yep.
I will be thankful if we have light, less wind, and no potential chance of Shannon's hair catching on fire from the heater behind us.
That didn't last long.
It was blowing, but we didn't feel any heat. Oh. But there were a couple photos afterward where I was like, I came real close to losing a couple inches that day. Anyway.
Welcome to the podcast. As I said, all your future podcasts as interns are like, better than this is so much different than when I was on with Stan and Shen. They were just like kind of talking. And then they asked us a question. And this is the format. So it hasn't changed in 30 podcasts. This is basically what we do.
Anyways, to bring it back to the interns, they're all going to do some cool stuff.
So the interns have been with us since...
Do some cool stuff.
End of May.
End of May. Probably both end of May, right?
Yeah.
And been with us for the visit.
Been a godsend.
And have been a godsend. And we're here to talk about them.
Yes.
So, ladies first. Great
topic.
Ladies first.
All right, so...
Kate.
Okay, I see now.
She just gets like this and... We just try to get through it like every day. So, Kate, tell us about yourself. What brought you to the Gazette?
Yeah. So, I am from Guilderland. I graduated from Guilderland. So, I mean, I get some hate for that because I'm Albany County, but I've grown up with the Gazette. And I go to school at Marist College in Poughkeepsie. I'm a journalism and English major. So I was looking for some experience this summer, but I knew I didn't want to, you know, travel anywhere too far. I wanted to stay local, especially because I'm going into my junior year, so I don't have that much experience, and I knew I wanted to stay close to home. And so my dad was kind of suggesting some different places in the area, more communication-based, more journalism-based, and I was really interested in kind of growing my journalism skills. I declared a journalism major a little bit later into school. I came in as English writing. So I knew that was kind of what I wanted to focus on this summer. And I just reached out to a couple local publications and I heard back from Miles pretty quickly. And long story short, here I am. I had a really good interview with Andrew Miles back in March. And then everything kind of fell into place right as I was leaving school.
Cool. And young Jack the intern on our Dave Matthews video. So tell us about yourself, Jack.
Yeah, so I've been all over the place. I grew up on Long Island in Rockville Center, lived there for about 18 and 19 years before my parents moved up here because they own the Country Corner Cafe. You're welcome, Mom, for that shout out. But yeah, they moved up here when I was at college. We sold the house, and I go to The Ohio State University.
Ohio State University.
I couldn't go too hard onto the D because that's a little pretentious, and I still get hate for it every once in a while. People are like, oh, the.
I sit next to an Oregon Ducks fan. I'm sorry.
I can.
This is how it started between Jack and I. We really liked each other since day one.
I do want to let you know is
damn
that
Buckeyes.
That whenever I do mention Ohio State, and usually it's Ohio State and Jack, the lovely Rita goes, the Ohio State? I go, yes, dear. Huge sports fan, my wife. So that was, you know, it was kismet to begin with. So
naturally.
I'm a supporter of the Oregon Ducks.
And out of those two teams, there's only one that's won a national football championship. So
it's true. Very true.
To call the competition is really kind towards the...
Right, it's like a hammer on the end.
Okay, but what is a...
Okay, so more about Jack.
Yeah, so I study broadcast journalism at OSU, minor in media production and analysis. I'm going into my fourth year there right now, so I've gotten old.
You've gotten old, and everybody in the room said, excuse me, what? But you're 21, sir.
All right, old compared to all my friends. You know, my
you're a baby in adulthood. Like you're not old. You're a baby in adulthood.
When we go back to the college town, you look at me. People think I'm 23 most of the time, and my friends are all at least 1 to 2 years younger than me.
Say people think you're 23.
Yeah. I had someone ask me if I was 25 once, actually, and I was like,
"Oh, hey, oh."
I was like, "I know I look old. Like, I got the chin strap a little bit, but that doesn't. I don't think that adds on 4 years."
You look some baby face. I would never have guessed 25.
No. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because a little more about me, everyone. I'm a triplet. And
whoa, you're a triplet?
Oh, yeah. Shannon hasn't found out yet.
Oh, yeah.
God, wait. Can I have your same thoughts on blue cheese? Okay. And ranch?
Can we get through the
first?
Let's get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, can I just say that Andrew has barred us from talking about this in Shannon's presence until an appropriate time? Because he knew you were going to lose your mind.
Yeah. No, but we did this thing once where it was all the hyper-aging photo editing. And we did my brother, we did my sister, and they aged well. We did me, and I looked at least 10 to 15 years older than all of them, and I was like, damn, I'm not aging too well, am I? But
did it change your course of life?
For public purposes, what are your siblings' name? I think we had this conversation because I asked you, are you the youngest or the oldest?
I'm the oldest. My brother, Steven, also Callahan, is the middle child. And then...
would he not be if you're triplets?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then my sister, her name is Jordan. She also goes to Ohio State with me, actually. But she's also an O'Callaghan. And she's the baby of the three of us.
All the three of us, the triplets. Do you want to just get it out of your system?
We know you have questions, Shenton.
No, I'll sit. No.
Really?
Yep.
This is awesome.
I know, right?
She's never like this.
I'm angry at Andrew for withholding this information from me. You should not do that to a journalist. That's not appropriate.
Oh, no. He was keeping it from you.
Secondly, I do have to ask one question. Do your siblings have the same thoughts as you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, cheese and ranch.
We'll really get into this. My sister likes blue cheese.
Okay. She's smart.
My brother hasn't. He would never eat a salad, a vegetable, anything like that until he went to study abroad this semester.
This isn't about a salad or a vegetable.
There's background.
Deep. Except he can't even tolerate sitting next to me with Caesar dressing, which is definitely the best one, far surpassing blue cheese. So he doesn't get an opinion.
All right. So this blue cheese segment brought to you by Hidden Ranch, friend of the podcast, hopefully future sponsor.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Them too. What did I say?
Hidden Ranch. It should be.
So this all comes about because as our interns depart, and those of us that do depart the Gazette and go on to bigger and better things, we typically have pizza and we have wings.
We get a pizza party to leave.
And so generally everything just kind of devolves into, are we getting pepperoni on pizza? Debacle. But then, unfortunately, Jack had to let it be known to, of all people, Shannon, that he likes wings with ranch, which then became a fighting stance.
It's not even likes. He's, first of all, I'm going to use some language of this younger generation. He called blue cheese mid, which is not mid. He just has no taste buds.
And I'd like to interject by saying mid was me being nice and respectful to everyone in the world. In truth, I'd rather jump out the window outside than even taste blue cheese. I mean, like, dip the pinky in and then give it a lick, you know?
You dip pizza into Caesar salad dressing. Like, that's not even the worst part of not. Like, I can't get past the dipping the chicken wings into ranch. I can't get past that. But I really can't get past the dipping the pizza into Caesar salad dressing. That's just, both of these things are an atrocity to pizza and chicken wing lovers everywhere. Ranch, you dip pizza in ranch, unless it's a buffalo chicken wing pizza, then you dip that in blue cheese because it's basically a chicken wing.
Send your thoughts to stanandshen@gmail.com. It's your favorite dip.
Don't let him pass through without changing his mind.
So you have to bypass? You have to go like a different route to get through Buffalo if on this?
Nope, I drive. I go right through right. And
give him a wait.
No, stop, right?
Give him a wait. No, not unless it's at Niagara, which to me is close enough for Buffalo and the falls. But
okay.
Here's the thing. I will
never be allowed in that city. I'm just letting you know.
I actually have friends who are from Buffalo. And granted, she's also one of the people that argued my preferences with pizza.
Right.
Is a little bit strange. But it's okay because...
Did you just call your friend strange? That's a mean...
No, that minor. That my preferences are strange.
Oh, well, she's not wrong.
But the thing is, it's okay because she wasn't just arguing against me dipping pizza in Caesar dressing or salad. She was arguing against me dipping it in any kind of dressing.
Well, I mean, if the pizza is really good, you don't need dressing. You don't need a dip at all. But the fact that you would even think putting Caesar salad dressing on pizza is just...
To me, that's actually stage two. Like, stage one is you put Caesar salad itself on the pizza.
I knew I liked this kid. I knew I liked this kid.
We actually have a slice, a place back home, Parmigiani, in Rockville Center.
This is a thing.
They have a
I know you have to slice. Put salad on pizza. You don't need to, though.
Yeah, it's delicious. And they have this slice
pizza.
That has Caesar salad on it prepped.
Yeah.
With dressing.
Yeah.
Kate and I are sitting over here.
No, I think Kate's taking it all in because she's a little on back and forth. So she's the sane one of the group right now. So how about for you, Kate?
Now, again,
Kate's challenge, because I know there's a whole thing, like you've got some allergies and things like that, which as a fat guy, I think is just like a personal affront from God that it's not fair to you. And I feel so bad for you. But what do you have, like a particular flavor combination, food combination that's straight up norm or out of the norm?
No, I'd say like I'm like arugula on pizza, balsamic glaze, caramelized onion, goat cheese. Like that's like I like that.
Yeah, but on a gluten-free crust, right?
But that's a pizza topping.
Oh, cauliflower crust. Okay.
But that is a pizza topping. Like if you go to Italy, like you probably find that. Like that's, you know, like if you go to an Italian place, that's probably a standard specialty pizza that they have.
I don't know. I feel like they're like really down to the classics there. We'll find out.
Who's got the best cauliflower pizza? This is information for all. So where do you get your cauliflower pizza out here when you're not down the hood?
I mean, I don't.
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie. I don't know. I mean, I think.
You don't call it a wedge, right?
No.
That's a whole nother.
I mean, I don't really do it that much.
No?
Like Hannaford, frozen. Like.
Oh, really? That suffices?
Whole Foods. Love Whole Foods.
Well, see, she definitely has to meet Heather now because she's from Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Heather,
you go to that
podcast the other day. She's from down there.
Yep, Heather. Yeah, she was here and then down there, and now she's back.
Yeah,
so that's great. Yeah. So today's a sad day because you guys are going. Today's Jack's last day because you got to take the youngest
back to school.
Yeah, so
Morden.
So you got to do that haul, and we have Kate for the next 2 days. So
okay, get your story down for me, God damn it.
And there we go. So again, going to Kate, what have you learned that you can use in life here at the Gazette versus what you just learned?
Remember that day I was across from you and I gave you all those life advice?
Just the useful
stuff. Any of that.
I feel like the big thing that I've taken away is that people are just a lot more approachable than you think. Like, I think it's also like growing up in the area, like these people's names and companies and things that I've seen on TV. Like, it's crazy that these are the people that I'm like reaching out to. Like these commercials I've seen about, like, what was the pool story I just did the biz brief on?
Oh, Concord Pool.
Yeah. And it's like just like reaching out to these people that I see like advertisements for, like businesses that I go to, restaurants I attend, and like being able to just like, wait, I can just email them. I can just pull up their cell phone numbers and give them a call. Like it's just crazy how, I don't know, that I think sometimes there's this like barrier you think you have like in your community, but everyone's just a lot more approachable. And like the amount of times, you know, Shannon's giving me a number earlier today and I'm like, I can just ask them for a comment. And she's like, yeah, that's their job. So I feel like, yeah, just learning a lot about that. There's not this big barrier that I think there is between people and business owners or people and community members.
True. How about you? I mean, you don't have, you know, you're kind of going a different track.
Mm-hmm.
But how about for you? What'd you learn?
Yeah. So, well, because Shem is in the room, I will say it. Significantly less Oxford commas.
Was that a thing the last 2 days?
I will be doing that a lot less. Similar to Kate, definitely approaching people. It's, to me, that wasn't as much a difficulty because I'm a confident guy, but I also covered soccer and sports teams at Ohio State. So for me, once you get over that barrier or barrier of talking to athletes, coaches, and people that you would see as celebrities, it was a lot easier for me to reach out to people, but learning how to was what I really took away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just how to be quiet. Like,
some people have not learned that yet.
Exactly. Like, I'm the kind of guy who...
You're not talking about me.
I love to talk. I don't like when it's quiet anywhere. It makes me anxious. I'm like, I want something to happen. It gets me very jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
But in interviews, I try and find something new to just talk about or spur on conversation. But in some of them throughout the summer, I've just had to be quiet and listen and really embrace the silence. You know, that was something that I always struggled with. And now it's less awkward. It's more like, I can hear you and I am going to keep hearing you for as long as you want to talk or as much time as you need. And to me, that's going to be so much more useful out in the real
world. You will learn very quickly that when you leave this job day to day, you want nothing more than to go home to the quiet.
I don't know. I still
You're going to be talking to a lot of people all the time. When you go home, when I enter my apartment and it's like dead silent in there, I literally, there will be times I walk in, just drop my stuff and go, silence.
Let me know what that's like. I leave here and I go get the bride.
That's your own problem.
So that's not quiet.
I can't help you.
I was Uber before Uber. My wife doesn't drive. She's driven, I think, 5 times and had 2 accidents. We kind of took the keys away. It was more inexpensive for me to just drive her everywhere than it was to like go through this. So I leave here, I get her, and then she gets in the car, and then we go home, and immediately there's an entire conversation with the cat. Was cats, now cat. For most of the night. So silence is kind of like, I don't have a lot of it. But I feel you for that. So let's go to the very important questions. Most fun. It's the most fun you've had so far.
This, obviously. Duh.
I think there's another one on top of this, but go ahead.
I don't know. I should have prepared.
Working alongside me on the fall.
I think doing her first video interview.
Oh.
At Sage and Sebo.
I don't know. She did not describe it as fun when she came back.
That was the surprising moment for Kate, an intern, that she was like, what? I have to ask the questions. I go, oh, yeah, you're an intern.
Well, okay, so when my thought is when there's a video element, my thought was like, oh, documentary style. Like, you know, how you don't see the interviewee, you don't hear them asking the questions. It's more just the respondents and, like, B-roll. So my thought was, you know, I'm going to be on, like, the other side of the camera, like, just at firing questions, and you're just going to get their responses. That was not the case.
Stan's moving around. Stan's doing.
I was like so close to them. We were like breathing on top of each other. And it wasn't my thing.
But that's a moment. That's an intern moment. They throw you in there.
You said fun.
I thought it was fun and entertaining for me. So therefore it worked because I'm the one asked the question. And I know what Jack's answer is going to be.
Okay, Kate, let me ask you the question. What was the most fun you've had here? You didn't say
go ahead. She still has to think about it.
Yeah, you go first.
Well, we know Jack's most fun moment because it's documented well, but go ahead.
Definitely the Dave Matthews concert. And Stan, you know from experience how the diverse range of people we talked to there, mm-hmm. but it was just something new every time we walked up to someone. It like different experience, different reasons for being there. And I was just like, wow, these are some really cool people. And it took me a hot sec to get really acclimated and comfortable just going to people talking to them.
And that's early on. That's I said that's why part of this was doing the man on the street. Go with Stan because he's going to do it whether you're here or not. And it takes a little bit. It takes gumption is the proper word.
Some prior YouTube videos of them.
We have a very popular YouTube video of Shen almost crying after being shut out for chocolate at the Boston Spa Chocolate Festival, which is an epic.
As Stan puts it, going after a little kid about his thoughts on what
white chocolate. Shen almost like chastised. I mean, it was pretty close. Like, what? White chocolate? I'm like, really? It's a kid. Will you stop? She was like, no shame. But yeah, so Dave was that man on the street thing that I do a lot of.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Granted, it was a little bit painful because I was actually wearing the same clothes I am right now. And this shirt, it's kind of tight on me in the best way possible. But God. I was just like, I was doing Pilates breathing the whole time, like up through the ribs and just sucking in my gut the whole time. Because I was like, I thought I was going to be on camera throughout the video. And I was like, I gotta put in this work.
We're trying to hold it in over. Like, just like you would.
Okay, hey, save us.
Well, no, I feel like a common sentence I've been saying throughout these past couple months is like a little too far, Jack. Like,
too Jack. Okay.
Yeah, too Jack. No. What?
He's given up.
To all parties. No. But, you know, sometimes just like a little extra thing you tack on to the end of a sentence and it's like, was that necessary?
Sometimes it is.
Okay.
And it's part of the fun for me, you know? Like, again, say that weird stuff. But it's true.
I just want to let you know, your clothes should fit you. You shouldn't fit your clothes.
Well, this does fit me. Like, I mean, you see my tattoos? Like, my biceps look great. And this kind of fit, like...
I mean, he's the best looking man in the room right now.
And also, to be fair, I can see myself wearing this back to school or, like, this kind of fit. Because we had a bar there, the horseshoe. And they do line dancing.
You're in college. You need to focus on schoolwork. Your mind should not be too far.
Really? Oh, that's right. You're claiming 30 right now because you're 28, which is a whole other topic in an upcoming video, possibly with permission from my co-host that I've been holding for 2 weeks, waiting for her to be in the right space to ask her to show her this and go through this. But anyway.
Yeah. But granted, it's true, except this bar does line dancing every week. And this is a great excuse to just put on my cowboy hat and show off looking just...
Okay, back to Kate.
Okay, so anyway, we got to finish this off for the young gentleman.
Who's on his phone.
It's about a story. John Thorpe is slacking me.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I talk about it?
Do you ever call stuff out?
We try to on occasion, but we don't. He can hold on. You'll be back out in 2 seconds. Because we're gonna finish with you, and then we're gonna do one thing, and then we're gonna be out of here because we're way over on time. What was the other highlight of the intern experience with Stan at Dave Matthews? How do we close it out after you're off the clock?
Well, sorry about this, Andrew, but we ran into one of our editors,
close friends.
College, and. This was off the clock, of course.
Yep, made sure you reached out.
And we were talking with him for a little while, and then I played Pong with him.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get a video for Andrew, of course.
So.
And after the fact, we were just like, Andrew's friend asked us, you want a shot of Irish whiskey? And I'm like, maybe, yes.
Exactly as what he's like. And I'm like, really?
To me, whiskey's a little... strong in the taste for me.
Oh, yeah.
Except the Irishman and me, I had to give it a shot.
Yeah. They had to be hospitable, right? I mean, they were great interviews. We got tons of information about Andrew.
We got whiskey.
And you were set on fire a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I made the mistake of not sipping. I just...
he basically took at least a double shot. He had a heavy pour on it.
Yeah, and I...
Sue Jack's face was just priceless. And of course, then I found out he was 21. So I was a little bit grateful after that moment. But he's an intern. He's probably 21.
Yeah, and it was the frat guy in me. I just saw it and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Straight down the hatch.
Yep.
It was a learning experience.
Yeah, it was a great experience. We had that, and the whole joy of sending it to Andrew just to get Andrew's reaction of totally flipping out that I've got the intern playing Pong at Dave Matthews. So that's why that was for that. So besides best moment, most fun, life lesson, what are you going to miss on Saturday other than not have to worry about Slack? Or did you know about Slack before you got in here in May?
I did. Well, my school newspaper like used it for a semester, and then they're like, we're not this sophisticated.
Oh, okay. All right.
But no,
we're not either. I've seen any.
As I'm just seeing the Slack from yesterday.
There's a Deer Watch channel in there. Are you not part of that? Good, because I love that conversation too. I'm sick of it.
Okay.
But, well, I was going to, before we move on, I was going to say I think my favorite part was meeting Lavender the dog.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I
got to go to the Humane Society, meet animal abuse survivor Lavender, and she was something. That was a spunky dog.
All right. How about for you, Jack? What's a favorite? Most fun? Well, we've done like most fun, but what's favorite? What's the memory? What do you when you get back to Ohio and you have that sober moment?
I won't lie. I'm going to talk about my story on Richard Ramsey, the World War II veteran I interviewed. And if people are going to say fun by, oh, what did you do? What did you experience? I don't know what I'm going to say, but this was just a 2-hour conversation. And I was talking with this man who's experienced a lot of amazing things, just hearing his stories, getting that full rundown of what things were like back in the day. And for me, I'm a history buff. So getting that firsthand account was really fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, it was also just fun to write his story. Plus, I have friends who are in ROTC at school. I know people in the military. I did get a challenge coin from him, which is a very signature thing for anyone who's in military branches. And for me, I'm going to show him, like, guys, I was given this by the last man alive who can give this out. So for me, that's going to be a very special thing. And it was just fun getting to hear all these stories and talk to him for hours, especially with the coincidence that he doesn't even live in this state. He was just visiting his daughter.
Gotcha. What do you miss about these two other than the amount of stuff they put out for your upcoming big edition, Business Editor?
I didn't think about that.
Okay.
We caught her off guard. Let's go.
These are the moments we cherish on the podcast.
Not going to miss Jack's thoughts on Blue Jesus.
So let's get that out there. Like beating the dead numbers too.
So don't worry. I will forget everything about you liking pineapple and pizza the second I walk out the door. But selectively, I don't want to remember such an atrocity.
We're not going to go back to this pizza debate because you lose every time. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to miss their great work ethic. Yeah. I mean, between the two of them, they kind of, you know, they came in. Not a lot of people, you know, outside of the Gazette know, but we have been without Miles Reed, our editor, this summer due to some stuff that we're not going to get into. He is still with the company. Just want to make that very clear.
Yeah.
But he has not been in the office or available to us as much as he normally would be or would like to be. And so they kind of got thrown in the deep end because Andrew's had to take on a lot of that stuff. And they've seen a lot of changes, people come and go. So, you know, just their work ethic and always being like, yeah, I'll do this or yeah, I'll do that. Or, you know, Kate, I can't tell you how many times stopped me in the morning and said, hey, I'm not doing too much today. If you have anything, you can toss it my way. Or if I, you know, Jack taking on just the obscene amount of things we asked for in the fall food section this year between, you know, doing his own interviews, his own photos and his own video, something, you know, additional that we decided to add in. They have just been just above and beyond this summer as interns. And I could not have asked for a better duo than what we have gotten this summer.
Mm-hmm. Bar's high. The bar got set high. Bar was set high last year.
Yes, it was. Yes. That is not to
not to diss our previous
We have had interns. We have really, the Gazette has really lucked out with interns.
Really,
I just know that.
Quality, very fortunate for us.
Like they would have been good had the situation in the office and everyone being here and the normal staff in the not so crazy summer had none of that been in play. They would have been great interns. But because they were great interns and then dealt with not having our, you know, our main editor here and being a little bit understaffed this summer and, you know, Belmont and all the events that we cover and all of the things that we do in the bigger stories and, you know, the fall food section coming up. Like being great on top of that just made them excellent this summer. So,
all right. Tough question. You ready?
Thank you.
What is the nicest thing I say about you all day? Remember that.
That's right.
Don't call me for a reference, though. No.
It's on me.
Call me for a reference.
For a record. The tough question, what's next?
Don't look at me. I need to think about that.
For well, you're a senior. I have.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Kate knows what she's doing. I'm jealous of
Kate. I have 2 more years of school. Oh, I'm going to Italy in a couple weeks.
I know. I'm trying to go in her bag.
I'm studying abroad.
Off her in there.
I want to go eat pasta with Kate in Italy.
Anyone's welcome to join
in July.
And is that part of the program with Maris that you get the year?
Yeah. So, they have. Well, I'm doing only a semester, but technically, Maris, you know, owns a couple buildings in Florence enough to qualify as them having a Florence campus. Mm-hmm. So the transition is pretty much me changing my location from Poughkeepsie to Florence. So I'm going with all students from my school. I'm living with my roommates from last year, so we're all going to go together. So it's kind of like mini Marist in Italy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'll still be studying same classes. I'll have course towards my majors, all of that. But just going to be in Italy. So that's all I have right now.
How's your Italian?
Not a lick of it.
Fantastic.
Yep. Ciao.
I'm like that with the English language. Ciao, I'm
cozy.
Is pizza the same? Pizza? I don't know.
Yeah,
probably not. Okay. So
is arrivederci? Is that Italian?
That's
Hey, want me to spell that? Oh, sweet, start the podcast over again. So you
that actually means goodbye. So ciao means both hello and goodbye.
Right. I needed that's all I know.
Is like the more formal way of saying goodbye.
We'll give you a quick, you need to go into Andrew's office before the end of today.
God.
If you have a quick little.
Yeah, what's please go see the Italian snob pronunciation available for any Gazette employee.
Pugliese? Is that how you say it? I don't know.
What's next, John?
Well, I go back to school tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got an 8.5-hour drive ahead of me with my sister.
How's that?
So I've done a lot of cross-state travel before, and some of it has been with her.
Okay.
I will drive about 90%
of
the entire trip. She'll take an hour, and I'm just like, Jordan, I'm about to fall asleep. I'm out of like the Starbucks mocha. You gotta drive for the next hour. So truth be told, it's just me and she's asleep right next door.
Okay.
Which is pretty nice. But once I get back there, it's full speed ahead with a lot of things. I'm the treasurer of an honor society. I'm starting that as soon as I get back. So I've got that work cut out for me. I'm looking for a job out there. I'm very active in my fraternity. I'm on five to six committees right now that I'm actively on. I run my own. Then I have another organization that I also am very involved in. I run a committee there. I have a few projects that I'm working on for them.
So the name of this organization?
Ohio Staters Incorporated.
Wait, what frat are you in?
That doesn't sound sketchy at all.
So in fact, and you're welcome to all the staters, I'm sending this to you guys for this particular part. We're the oldest student service organization on campus. So we were founded in 1936. And right now I run a committee there. I'm on a project to get a statue installed on campus. But we do a lot of huge events and projects throughout our campus. So that takes up a lot of my time. But I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's another family for me at OSU. And then to answer your question, Kate, I'm in Phi Psi at OSU.
We had a Phi Psi at Oswego, I think.
You do. I know.
Maris doesn't have like any friends.
See, my friend actually goes to Maris. I tried to get him to start a Phi Psi chapter.
Don't know that I liked Phi Psi.
Well,
now that we know Jack's resume.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm eating pasta in a couple weeks. Like that's. Yeah.
And then I'll be doing some other stuff. Like, I want to get some on-air experience. I'm going to be really trying to... I'm looking for broadcasting jobs and stuff like that for next year without question. So I've got to build up my I got to build up my reel.
Jack, I just want to let you know, you basically gave us your whole resume.
I know, right?
We don't have that many listeners yet.
I know.
No, we could be big in Ohio after next week.
Yeah. But also, but can I get some feedback? Was that not a great elevator pitch?
Or like, it actually wasn't, because it took way longer than the elevator.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah.
If you gotta,
yeah. Yeah. We get dense.
Yeah.
I got off on floor 2.
That's it. That's the mic drop right there.
Kate's one-liners.
Yep. Oh, so good. It's the quiet ones. It's the quiet ones that just hit it. Oh, man. Hit it. So you want to get us out of here?
I got to do an outro today. Usually I just...
Well, I would like to have you say your version of Rivaderci. That's your new clothes now.
No, I'm not saying that.
You going to do the traditional?
Yep. Goodbye,
all right,
everybody.
So we'll let the kids get us out of here. So for Jack.
Peace out, y'all. Don't miss me too much.
Kate.
Bye.
Bye.
Farewell.
Farewell. Was he
long? Farewell.
Oh, they're singing, y'all. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for just being awesome. I mean, in all sincerity, you guys have been lifesavers. You've been lifeblood. You've been entertaining. You've been hardworking. You've been everything that anyone could ask for any intern, especially in this crazy gig that we do. You know, I mean, Miles isn't here to give you the send off, but I'm sure, you know,
it would go something like this.
Pretty
solid at these Miles things.
Yeah, Miles would definitely be.
I don't want to take up too much time this afternoon.
Go ahead.
This is usually how it starts. We're surrounded at a table and there's pizza. And Miles goes, can I just have everybody's attention for like a minute? I don't want to take up too much time today or anything, but I'd be remiss if I didn't point out just how great the interns have been this summer. And they've really just done some absolute phenomenal work and, you know, really just helped out the team a lot here in the newsroom and just, you know, really added to the newsroom a lot this summer. And so, yeah. Guys,
go ahead.
Shoot up Miles.
So that's so accurate, and I just feel the need to bring up that feels like the intern version of the same speech Andrew gave at Indiana's goodbye party.
Yeah, it's pretty much kind of a package.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
You want to go back? Like,
when another person leaves his office, I can pretty much just give. In fact, I've started Miles' speech before Miles speaks. I go, so Miles is going to do a speech in which he goes, yeah.
So, but again, like I said, everything I said and more, and obviously whenever you're ready, you know, God knows we'll have an opening here. So from my friends on the Going Back in Time from Bull Durham, when you speak of us, speak well.
I will.
We appreciate that. All right. That's it. We're closing it out. We're going to be gone for another week and then hopefully be back again.
We shall see.
Co-host permitting. Stan Hootie. Love your life. It's the only one you got.